lipstick, junkie debunked the all in one. She came back wearing a smile. All right, welcome back. PMJ, I'm Greedy Eli. As we take a break from all the NFL talk today to catch up with our main Black Bears, head coach of the Black Bears hockey team, of course, Ben Barr at Coach Barr Main on Twitter. Coach, how are you, man?
Good, Javier. Hanging in there. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, you and I are fighting similar battles these days, it sounds like.
With the babies.
Yes.
Yeah, we have the twins. They're both 8 months.
And really?
You got 5 months, right? So it's, yeah. It's
but you have twins? Wow. All right.
We have twins and a four-year-old on top of it. So when I walk in, I get very little done when I walk in the house.
Yeah, I'm rocking a six-year-old and a five-month-old. So yeah,
that's a handful too.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I got to see your second game, which was televised on NESN, and with your weekend at Lowell. And from what it sounded like, really both nights kind of went similarly, where you guys fell behind early, were able to fight back in those games. I know the second game was a little weird, had a couple too many men in the ice penalties. You guys just had a lot of self-inflicted wounds early that ultimately you couldn't overcome in the game. But, we talk about the effort and all that stuff and learning how to compete. I thought you guys, at least in game two, and it sounded like in game one, did fight. And I think did you feel good about that part of it?
Yeah, no, I did. And I think your analysis is when you watch is always right on. And but at the end of the day, we're down 3-0 both nights after the first period. And then, statistically we had the same amount of scoring chances, shots on goal or even, so you're like, it's frustrating for the, as a coach, and I'm sure it's frustrating for the guys too. But we got to fight through it, we have to change our mentality. And we didn't play poorly in either first period either. But, as you mentioned, the game was fine. I don't know if it was 10 minutes into the first period, even game. We take a penalty, kind of undisciplined penalty, kill it off. Then we take a too many men on the ice penalty. The guy just jumps out on the ice when his guy doesn't get to the bench, and we're playing with six guys. And then we take a third penalty. Before you know it, it's 3-0. And those are things that losing teams do. And we're still finding ways to lose games rather than finding ways to win games. And it's frustrating. It's the same old story. And I say probably a lot of the same things every time I talk to you every week, but it's, we got our execution has to get better. We were trying just to learn how to work hard the first half, which I think we've gotten closer to that. Now we have to execute better. And, it's easy to say, okay, we need to get better players or we need to recruit. That's easy to say, but I actually really believe in our guys, and they just need to believe in themselves that they're capable of scoring when they get a 2-on-1, like the other teams do, or when they get a breakaway, put it in the net rather than just shooting into his chest or what have you, So work in progress.
Well, Coach, as we've talked all year for most of the season, one of the bigger issues you guys have had is, finding the back of the net, as you mentioned. And obviously, you guys were going up against, one of the better teams in the conference this weekend in Lowell. And, of course, Savory, one of the best goalies, in college hockey this season, looking at his stats. So I know you guys didn't get the wins, but, to put three goals in both games, that must have given you guys some confidence on that end.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, there's a positive there. But, the negative is you score three goals on, the number one team in the league two nights in a row, and you lose both games, And that's frustrating, so it's, it seems when it's one thing, that we're off, and then we're better the next week, and then it's something else. So it's, again, I really do enjoy coaching this team, and they are working hard, and they care, they're trying, and, but now we have to get past trying, and okay, let's execute, and there has to be some results at the end of the day too, because ultimately we're all judged on results. Our players are, and our staff is obviously, and we can't accept just working hard now. So that's the next step of our process here.
Yeah, to your point on that, and of course you're right. Right at the end of the day, you got to win games. But do you feel like you have a couple kids, and I don't want to call anybody out or anything, but do you feel like you have a couple kids that are maybe making that step where they are starting to be a factor at this level where you frankly need. You need guys like that. We need guys that can find ways to score goals. Donovan Hull looked, I thought,
yep,
looked like he's starting to really feel like he can play at that level in that league as an offensive player and be a factor, right? I think Breen's got a lot of sort of offensive confidence, and that kind of shows when he plays. But do you feel like you have a kid or two that's starting to make that step to be a factor at that level every night?
Yeah, I think you're right on with those two. I think on the back end, you know, Jacob Sirota has been a good player for us, and David Brazil, a freshman, has been a good player. You know, we need more than that. You know, I think we have a handful of guys that have done a really good job for us, and honestly, most of them have improved somewhat. You know, but you know, is it enough to help us win some games down the stretch here? You know, like, we're going to need more than just four or five guys. We're going to need, you know, we're going to need 10, 15 guys, because everyone else is improving too, you know? And so, yeah, I do think we have a good foundation, and we have some good players, you know, coming in here in the next couple of years, which I'm excited about, but I don't want to shortchange these guys, and because I do like them, and they're a great group of guys. And, you know, I don't want to just, okay, we'll go out, work hard, see what happens. You know, like, we have to move past that and, like, go out and expect to have the results that we're looking at. And that's the hardest part of changing a culture, to be honest. You know, and I've seen it at three or four other schools, and it's the belief in the mindset is a tough thing to change. And that's sometimes the last thing that you get over the hill, I guess, so to speak, you know?
Well, yeah, and I wanted to ask you just to follow up on that, because, you know, with teams that haven't won a while, there's a certain timidity to them, right, where they're afraid, yep, almost afraid to take that step, afraid to be good. And I think your guys, you know, I think very incrementally, obviously, but do you feel like that's starting to happen a little bit, where your guys are, you know, more willing to try and be good, more willing to, you know, play the right way, play their best, and still get beat, and be able to come back and learn from that and win the next time out? Because there is, if you're going to be that way, if you're going to play with ferocity, you have to be able to live with, you know, not getting it done when you have the belief that you will. So do you feel like your team's more willing, that they're losing some of that timidity, that they're more, you know, they're more apt to be a little braver to be great?
I do. Yeah. Like, those two games this past weekend were night and day compared to, go back to, like, Northeastern at the beginning of the year. You know, we were just waiting for the buzzer to be, you know, yeah. That was what it felt like that. Even though the second night was 3-2, it felt like that anyway. You know, like, it was like, let's get this over with, you know, like, and that's a horrible feeling as a coach standing on the bench going, what's going on here? So, like, we're down 3-0 both of those first periods, and we didn't play poorly. We made some dumb mistakes. But we weren't timid. We weren't playing scared. So we've taken huge steps in that. But the next step we have to take is, you know, okay, so we're working hard now. Now, like, who wants to take the responsibility of, I want to be a good player. I don't want to just, like, be able to play at this level and say I played. I want to be a good player. You know, like, I want to help this team get to the next level. I'm going to take that responsibility on my back, and I'm going to score that goal when we need it, you know, when we're down by a goal, or when we're up by a goal, or I'm going to block that shot when, you know, on the penalty kill when, we're leading by one, or whatever it is. We need more than four or five guys to do that. You know, like, we have to have a full team of guys to do that. And you're still not going to win every night, but when you get to that point, you're going to win a majority of your games. And when you do that in Hockey East, you're setting yourself up for success after, you know, in the postseason as well. And that's what we're trying to get to. But I do, to answer your question, yes, we've made huge strides in that, and we're not out there just, you know, hoping not to lose anymore. The guys are trying to win, but there's an execution piece of that we need more guys to take responsibility for. Like, and I told our players this week, I say, like, it's easy for us to say, hey, guys, we're not good enough, right? That's just a total cop-out as a coach. You know, we're not good enough. Well, our job is to make you good enough. And the second we say that and just accept losing all the time, that's the minute I shouldn't be here anymore. None of us should. So, you know, they buy into it, and they really are good kids. It's fun to work with them. We're just going to keep grinding, you know.
Coach, you know, when we last talked, obviously you guys have the off week this week. You said you guys were maybe hoping to look to make up a game there and try to get one in, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case with the weekend now approaching. So just, you know, my question for you here is, you know, what are you guys doing this week to keep the team engaged and just kind of, are you basically, are you kind of focused on Boston College through practice this week heading into next week?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we have to keep it fresh. You know, we can't, you can't go whatever 10 straight practices in a row of kind of doing, you know, the normal week to week. So we'll be a little creative this weekend, I think. You know, do some, you know, competition stuff and, you know, have some fun with it. But yeah, unfortunately this, you know, I really thought that there'd be multiple teams on, you know, on the East Coast looking for games here. And of course, you know, no one seems to have any COVID issues this week, the week that we're off. So, I really thought we would have, some options where we could go play at least one game, and it doesn't look like that's happening right now. So, but we'll keep it fresh this weekend and make sure the guys are, they're competing and they're, but they're also, you know, having a little fun, and it's not mundane for them.
You ever suit Alfie up and throw him out there?
I think I haven't seen it this year, but I understand that last year and the year before, like that was happening quite often. I'm not so sure that
still living the glory years.
Well, I don't know if he's he may have to order a new pair of pads or new undergarments to get if he wanted to. To you know, have equipment that fits there. You didn't hear that from me, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah. one last question. We'll let you go because obviously you're off this week. But you know, you built this at UMass in part. You know, your crew did, and you know, the legacy of winning and what that means, and the responsibility the players feel to the program to keep it there. Right. I think you know UMass was a absolutely nothing program for most of its existence. You guys went there and turned it into a national powerhouse. And I imagine that that legacy will remain there for quite a long time now, right? That the kids that go there feel responsibility to the program to keep it where they left it, right? To leave it is in as good a shape as it was in when you got there. And I certainly, when we were up there, when I was playing, we certainly felt that, right? Like we wanted to make sure the program was as good a shape as it was when we got there. And obviously at that time it was in very good shape. Is that, you know, how does that culture get built? Obviously through winning, but is that connection to the past still there, or is that something you guys are totally having to rebuild with this group?
I think it's different, and it's not. I mean, obviously, a big part of that, Javier, is the success you had when you were there, right? So when you have those memories, and you know the team's doing well, you're always gonna, you know, there's always gonna be a strong connection to that, as opposed to, you know, when your team struggled, if you were, you know, in however long you were in school. So I think it's something we definitely have to nourish and bring back. I mean, your generation and generations before, you know, those guys, there's so much passion there. You know, and I don't want to say it's not there from recent graduates, because that's not true, but, you know, like, There has to be, we have to build something people are proud of. And that's not on the players. It's on us to make sure like they understand how hard it is to win and what goes into winning. And that's the thing that I think is, you know, has flipped a little bit, and that's going to be the most important part. And that's literally going to start. I mean, it's been part of our process this year, but the main part of that starts as soon as our season's over. You know, the work that goes in to putting yourself in a position to win games when the season starts. And that's the thing that I think is really, it's something that we can change. That's going to have a huge effect on things going forward. Cause that's ultimately really right now. That's the reason that we're, you know, losing some of these close games is, you know, we don't have the endurance and the conditioning to play. You know, you probably saw it the other night. You got guys and things get tough. Guys are falling down. Guys are getting out muscled, and you play a team like Lowell that's just a machine, and they do the same thing all night, you know, all day, every day. And there's other teams that are. That's what UMass is now. Providence is like that. So that's where it gets exposed, and that's the work that we do during the summer and the off season. And when we start doing that, and you throw a couple years of that on, and you have guys that are in good shape, it helps their mental game because now they know they're not going to break down when they get tired. And now, you know, maybe we're coming out on top of those one goal games rather than losing all those one goal games. So, you know, it builds on itself when you do things the right way. And that's why it's so important to just to keep pounding away at it and make sure that the guys understand how hard it is to win the work that goes in. It's because it's not the fault of the players that are here right now. You know, it's the reality is it's, you know, as coaches, that's our fault. You know, and that the environment hasn't fostered a championship culture right now. So that's the most important thing for us to change.
Well, Coach, always like talking to you. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
Coach. Have a great weekend.
You too. Right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Take care. That's head coach of the hockey team, Ben Barr. You can find him on Twitter at Coach Barr Main. We got to take a break. Your calls are next. This is PMJ Abstergrown.
Do you own a pellet stove? Perry Pellet Services specializes in pellet stove installation, repair, cleaning, and refurbishing. For the best service and price.